I haven't done a April ramble in a while, so I'm gonna do that today, since I have time to right now. Okay, first off, let's talk about microphones. I have like 3 microphones that I use right now. Fifine, I think is how you say it. One by Power Device, and then another one, I forgot the brand, but I don't use it. I've been wondering, do you guys know any good microphones that I can use or anything like that? If you do, let me know, because I heard a lot of mixed opinions on Blue Yetis. I've been wanting to try a Blue Yeti, and yeah, I'm not sure about that. Like, I'd really appreciate if anybody that knows about microphones can tell me a few things about microphones. Also, I'm not sure if I want to soundproof my room. I know you guys can, like, hear a lot of background sounds here, especially my heater, like, our heater in the house. When it turns on, it can be quite loud. It's really not that loud in reality, but the microphone picks it up quite easily. And the microphone that I'm using right now, the sensitivity on it isn't, like, wow, you know. But I love it. The sound quality on it's really good. Yeah, I think that's the first thing I want to talk about. Next, I want to talk about a gaming channel. I'm thinking of starting a gaming channel. However, I know absolutely nothing about PCs and desktops and computers. I have a MacBook that I record on and do my schoolwork on and stuff like that. So when I do game, I game on my phone. I know. Laugh at me. But yeah, I game on my phone. And a lot of my friends have been telling me to start, like, a Twitch and do streaming and gaming. And I've thought about that. You know, I think it would be really fun to do it. But I'm not too sure on where to get started, you know what I mean? Like, it's a long process. First, I need to get all of the stuff I need, and then I need to start a Twitch and all of that, but I have posted a few gaming clips on Twitter before and Discord and stuff, and a lot of people enjoyed them, even though pretty much all they do is bully people that play games I don't even play. I'll do whatever I can to get a laugh out of it. Like, I'm only 20, I should be able to game and stuff like that, but I don't know, I don't. But yeah. I think that's the other thing that I've been considering, definitely, if doing sometime soon. Yeah, I don't know. If anybody wants to teach me about PCs and stuff, be my guest. I have a friend who helps me and stuff, but still I'm a little bit confused on stuff, so we'll see. Next, I also want to talk about merchandise. I've been thinking of starting merchandise on my channel, because I have a lot of endearing art of my character right now, and I could start it if I want to. But because I'm lazy, I haven't done it yet. I can easily do it right now. I know a lot of other content creators that do that, and it would be pretty, you know, pretty cool. So that's also something I'm considering. I'm considering doing a lot of things for my channel in the future. Obviously, this is now my main source of, like, income, and I never thought it would be. That's insane, you know what I mean? But this is basically my job right now. It's amazing. Like, I never thought I'd be here. And to have you guys by my side is just so amazing. I'm always receiving messages from people and my patrons, and it makes me so happy. I love when you guys message me, honestly. Makes my day. And I know a lot of you are shy to message. Please don't be, if, like, you have the right to, you know what I mean? You definitely have the right to message me and all of that. So no worries. I'm also gonna try and start on everybody's custom audios soon. I have a lot to work with. Ever since I made the $100 tier, I've gotten a lot of people messaging me saying to open it up again, because it sold out pretty quick. It sold out really fast. And I've had a lot of people message me saying they want a slot and stuff, so I'm thinking of opening a few more slots for the $120 tiers, just to make it a little bit more fair for everyone. But that's only when I finish the few of the audios I need to work on right now. I don't want to, like, overwork myself too much, you know? I tend to overthink. So sometimes I'll be like, oh my gosh, what if they're pissed? What if they want their audios like right now? But then I'm like, no, I need to take my time, because if I rush into something, it's not going to be good. You know, it's going to turn out shitty, and I don't want that. So I just want to work at my own pace. That would be really nice. Yeah, I'm not sure what else I can talk about. Like, I can talk about pretty much anything. You guys enjoy me talking, which is cool. I guess let's talk about, like, why I started being a VA and stuff like that. I think the main reason is because every person I talk to online, most people I talk to, told me I have a nice voice, and I was like, do I, you know? Because I received the compliments so many times, I was like, interesting. And then I found out about it, and I started listening to boyfriend audios myself, which, by the way, I don't do that anymore. Ever since I started making audios, I stopped listening to audios, which is really weird. But sometimes I watch to support my friends and their channels, but yeah, that's the main reason why I started. So to everyone that complimented my voice in the past, thank you. You have convinced me to start a channel, and this is where I am right now. We are so close to 70,000, which is crazy. And I did say that I would bake a cake at 70,000. Oh my god, I just remembered that. I have to bake a cake. You know, I really don't feel like baking a cake. I'm gonna just go buy one. I'm gonna just go buy a cake and tell them to write 70K on it. That would be lovely. And it would also give me an excuse to eat cake. I might even snap a picture of the cake and show you guys. Who knows? We'll see. I'll definitely show the cake to Twitter, though, because I know I promised Twitter, but I'll also show you guys on Patreon in case you don't follow me on Twitter, which is fine, by the way. You don't have to. I tweet ridiculous stuff. Twitter is cool and all. Sometimes I regret the fact that I joined it, because there could be a lot of drama in the VA community on Twitter. I think being away from it is definitely really nice, but being involved in it, I don't ever want to be involved with drama. So I try my hardest to stay away from dramatic VAs that I know, which I will not be mentioning. But yeah, there are a few people in the community I try and keep my distance from, because I never want to be involved in, you know, bad situations and stuff. I was always just doing my own thing, not involving myself with other people, and I want to continue doing that. Because, you know, when I first joined the community, I knew absolutely no other VAs except, you know, like two or three that I listened to, but I didn't know anybody else in the community. And then the more involved I got, I found out about other people. Which, it's nice to have friends in the community, it is, but you just have to watch out, because you never know. You know, a lot of the people, you can listen to someone not knowing the true person they are behind the microphone. I mean, who knows, I could be a freaking murderer, because I'm not, don't think I am. But, you know, my point is, like, you never know what somebody is really like. So yeah, I try and be mindful of that as well, but then I also try and be this friendly person, as friendly as I can possibly be. I try and encourage people to start ASMR. I try and be there for the ones that did start and kind of guide them through and tell them you can do it. It takes time to take off, you know, to be known, but it will happen. It will, if you just do what you love for you and don't think of just the money and the people and the subscribers. Just think of yourself, you know? I think that's really important. That's what I try and do with my channel. It's just my own thing. And it sucks sometimes because I get comments saying, oh, you're copying this person or you're copying this person. But then I'm like, I didn't know they did it until you told me. Like, and also, I do improv, I don't do scripts, so half the time, my videos are my videos, I don't take anybody else's videos. I literally come up with the scenarios in my head, so it's impossible for me to copy someone. So I hate when people tell me you're copying others in the comments, it just pisses me off. But, you know, me being the civil creator I am, I stay quiet. But yeah, it can be a bit discouraging, but you know, this is expected. not always going to be sunshine and rainbows. There's going to be bad parts. But enough about me. Let's talk about you guys. How are you? Like, how is everyone doing? I hope you're all doing amazing. It's very rough right now. Times like these. I just hope that you're staying safe and that you're taking care of yourself. If you live in the US and whatever, let me know, like, if you have any plans to take the vaccine, the COVID vaccine. That stuff scares me. I've had a lot of my friends in real life get it and get really sick after it, so I'm not sure if I want to take it yet. I'm scared, to take the vaccine, because even just the flu vaccine, I never took that, you know, because I knew it made people sick. So yeah, I'm just curious to know what you guys have done and stuff like that. I know a lot of people have took it and nothing happened to them. I mean, I guess it depends on what vaccine you take, you know. There's different ones. Yeah. And then I also know a lot of people that caught COVID and they were fine, which is really good. That makes me feel relieved. I'd hate to see someone I love lose a battle with COVID, you know what I mean? It's just very sad, and it's just tough times, it really is. I live in Michigan, and we are currently number one COVID cases in the US, so it's very scary, because our governor is thinking of closing everything again, which sucks, but they never really took the precautions they should have, and that's why we're here. All we can do is just be hopeful, I guess. That's all I'm trying to do is just be hopeful and stay positive and stuff like that. I think somebody is, like, working outside and my microphone's catching it because it catches literally everything. But yeah, let me know how you guys are doing in the comments and stuff. And if you do listen to my ramble audios, I love you. Like, I really do. You are amazing. Also, if you guys email me, I apologize. I get a lot of emails, so I tend to miss a few of the important ones. So it's not that I'm ignoring you. If you've ever emailed me and I haven't answered, you can always message me and be like, hey, I emailed you. You didn't email back. Like, what the fuck? You can do that. I really don't mind. You can be straight up with me. I'll be like, sorry, I'll go look at it right now. Because all I want to do is just make you guys happy and that's really all that matters to me. Because you guys are literally all that mattered to me right now. You guys matter to me, each and every single one of you. You're incredible people, all of you. And there's another airplane coming. I'm currently, the reason I'm filming right now, I usually don't film this early in the day. I have to wait late at night because I live with a family. I live with my family, and it's four people in the house aside from me. So I rarely have time to record during the day. It's very hard. So I'm glad because now my mom's grocery shopping and stuff, and they're all out. So I'm home alone, and I get some time to record, which is great. But yeah, like, if you guys ever hear stuff in the background, just remember, I don't live alone. There's a reason why. If I lived alone, I would literally publish an audio every single day. I don't give a fuck. I'll do it. But it's hard. It's very hard, especially with other things to do in my life as well. I'm a very busy person. Like, I'm busy every day of my life. If I'm not out doing something, I'm at the gym. If I'm not at the gym, I'm doing something else. I don't know. But yeah. Speaking of the gym, are you guys gymaholics? Like, are you guys in love with the gym or something? Like, I'm curious, do I have any people that love working out? And if you do, tell me, do you like cardio? The reason I ask that is because a lot of my friends do not like cardio. I like it, personally. So I just want to know, like, am I the only crazy one that likes cardio? Who knows? But, yeah, I should probably go now. I feel the cramps. I have cramps. I'm gonna go take some medicine. You wanna be my virtual boyfriend and take care of me? Like, that would be lovely. Or girlfriend. I know I have a lot of females that join my Patreon as well, which is amazing. Like, I need to make a female audio dedicated just for females. Remind me, I forget this shit all the time. But I hope you're all doing amazing and that the rest of your day goes fantastic, or night, whatever it is for you. I love you guys so much, and please stop bullying me in my Discord server. I'm such a nice person, like, why? But yeah, have a good day, guys, and look forward to my next YouTube audio, which is gonna be the queen, I think. I always end up changing my mind, so just letting y'all know from now. Yeah. Bye.